Improv has grown to become kind of a verbal cousin to jazz, depending as it does on quick thinking and the capacity to create in the moment. Audiences and performers have something in common. Neither knows what's coming next. Chris Rose is a member of Maui Improv, which will present a show called Improvocation at next week's Maui Fringe Festival, and he joins us by phone from Maui. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
It's always seemed to me, Chris, that the challenge in improv is keeping a flow going on stage, huh?
Yeah, it's almost like you want to speak before you think.
Yeah.
So, like a problem I had as a kid, I was always told to actually think before I speak, but I think now it's better to do the other way around.
Oh, yeah, it's thinking is way overrated, but most people don't. I mean, people really don't think before they speak. They just speak and the thoughts emerge, right?
Well, I think a lot of times there is a little voice in your head that's telling you, you know, act this way and be this way and, mm-hmm. and say this. And instead of being extremely present on stage or even in life, we constantly have that little voice telling us what to say and how to say it. And with improv, you're really trying to eliminate that voice and just come from a very present moment.
When you're on stage doing an improv performance and it's working, do you feel it kind of taken to a different place?
Oh, yeah. It's like electricity. And you just feel the heightening of everything. And you really feel the audience. The audience is such a major factor in it because they are also... they're discovering, like you said at the very beginning, as you discover, and that energy there, it really, really creates a beautiful feeling.
There's always that feeling before you get on stage, particularly when you're, and I'm thinking specifically of music, where if a lot of what you do is improvisation, there's a lot you have to sort of trust, and you can get sort of just that moment just before you get on stage, you almost have to make your mind a blank, in a sense. It can be sort of an uneasy feeling, can't it?
Well, I love it to the sense that I don't have to remember any lines.
True.
I don't have to remember anything that's going to happen. And it is complete trust in your partners. And that's what, you know, before I go on stage, there's that little mantra of they all love me and I trust them completely. And it's a real freeing feeling.
How do you get to that place of trust in your partners?
I think a lot of it is being with them. It's weird to think that improv does rehearsals, but, you know, we do practice the exercise, the pieces we're going to do. And the more you're with somebody, I mean, even in a relationship, the more you're with somebody, the more you understand them. And if it's a positive relationship, the more you trust them. And so I think it's the time spent with each other that really, really creates that bond.
I think the first time I talked to somebody about improv, I was introduced to the idea, and I'm not sure if I'm getting it right, but that whole idea of responding with yes and rather than no but.
Right. You're keeping a very positive situation. And that's what the beauty of improv is. If you stay in that yes and place, no matter what the other person says, something beautiful is going to happen. Even if they had misunderstood what you said and giving you something completely off the wall, if you yes and it, it can be something incredibly rich and textured and fun.
Where you surprise yourself, you surprise your partner, you surprise everybody.
Oh, definitely. And that is the beauty of it. Yeah, it's like Christmas.
But if you can also, in an improv situation, you can almost inadvertently block an idea if you don't follow that mantra, yeah?
Right, right. It is. It's all about really listening. I mean, we listen with our eyes as well. So when you're looking at your partner on stage and they're giving the next line, you truly listening to what they're saying instead of having, you know, your idea of plot or character in the back of your head telling you what you're going to say next. You want to be listening to what the other person is saying, because that line is the one that is going to inform you of what you're going to do next. So staying present with that keeps the flow.
And it might even dictate your character, as in you become a different person based on your response to what just got said to you, yeah?
Completely, completely. So you know, listening is the most vital part of improv.
Your upcoming performance is called Improvocation.
Mm-hmm.
What's the provocation component of it?
It sounded really cool. and that was basically it.
An honest answer. I wasn't ready for that. No, I like that. But at the same time, you do in a lot of improv kind of challenge the audience, go ask the audience for suggestions, right?
Yes, you do. I mean, the audience is a huge factor in the performance. We have a piece in it that we call Life Sentences, where we have audience members write down a sentence that they've used in the day of their life, you know, when we put those sentences in a hat, and we start each scene with that sentence. And so the audience, you know, the audience is helping us create what, you know, the magic that is happening.
So you pull up a sentence out of a hat saying, "I woke up in a room and I had no idea where I was," right? And that.
Yeah. And the other person on stage begins the scene with you.
It really calls for some, I think a lot of people would find that very daunting. It calls for a pretty high degree of alertness. But you guys are used to it, I guess, huh, Chris?
Well, we have fun with it.
Well, I think that's the
key,
probably.
It's a real enjoyable thing to do. It's art that is created spontaneously out of the air and will never happen again. That piece, that moment is gone, and there's some beauty to that.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Thanks very much, Chris.
You're welcome.
Have a
good night.
You too.
Hey, I'm Chris.
Chris Bye. Rose and the other members of Maui Improv will perform Improvocation at the Maui Fringe Theater Festival, which runs January 23rd through 25th. At the historic Iao Theater, and you can find out more at hpr2.org.